The 2020 Costa Book of the Year Award has been won by Monique Roffey for her novel The Mermaid of Black Conch. It's a bittersweet love story set on a tiny Caribbean island, described by the judges as a classic in the making. Monique joined me to share the books of her life. Monique, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Red.
Sunk in yet?
It's going to take some time to sink in, I think, over the next few days and maybe a few weeks. Yeah, no, it hasn't yet.
Was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
Yes, it would have to be Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. It's a rollicking love story, isn't it? And it's also quite gothic and ghostly. So, yeah, I still love that book. I think it's one of my favourite books, and I think I came across it in my early teens.
I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, the solitary neighbour that I shall be troubled with. This is certainly a beautiful country. In all England, I do not believe that I could have fixed on a situation so completely removed from the stir of society. A perfect misanthropist's heaven. And Mr. Heathcliff and I are such a suitable pair to divide the desolation between us. A capital fellow. He little imagined how my heart warmed towards him when I beheld his black eyes withdraw so suspiciously under their brows as I rode up, and when his fingers sheltered themselves with a jealous resolution still further in his waistcoat as I announced my name. "Mr. Heathcliff," I said. A nod was the answer. "Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant, sir. I do myself the honour of calling as soon as possible after my arrival, to express the hope that I have not inconvenienced you by my perseverance in soliciting the occupation of Thrushcross Grange. I heard yesterday you had had some thoughts—" "Thrushcross Grange is my own, sir," he interrupted, wincing.
Michael Kitchen, narrating Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, which is available from the RNIB Library. And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
I would love to reread Ingenious Pain by Andrew Miller, which must be now published over a decade ago. And again, I read it in my early stages of emerging as a writer, and I remember thinking how wonderful Miller is. It's a story set in the 18th century about a young man who cannot feel pain, and it sort of tracks his fortunes and misfortunes. Andrew Miller is one of the best living English writers we have, and he's an absolute wordsmith and writes beautifully, and it's one of those books you can just lose yourself in for days, and I still remember it. I want to reread it, so that would be my curl up on a rainy day book.
On a hot, cloud-hemmed afternoon in August, three men cross a stable yard near the village of Cow in Devon. The grouping is oddly formal. The two younger men, like heralds or warders, solemnly precede their host, or, more fancifully, draw him on. His black-coated bulk, his red face, by the reins of an invisible harness. One of the guests carries in his hand a leather bag from which, as he walks to the stable door, there comes a muffled jangling. It is the older man who, after a pause, opens the door, standing back for the others to enter. They do so, slowly against the darkness. The stable has been swept clean. The smell of horses, hay, of leather and dung is mixed with the smell of burnt lavender. Despite the season, there is no offensive odour from the corpse. The Reverend wonders if Mary knows the secrets of preserving flesh. In old days, the gods kept dead heroes sweet until the funeral games were done, the pyres lit. There are ways, no doubt, still. Ointments, spells, certain prayers.
John Sackville, narrating Ingenious Pain by Andrew Miller, which is available commercially. And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes, it's by a friend of mine, Joanna Pocock, and it's called Surrender. And it's a book about the American Midwest. It's published by Fitzcarraldo Editions. And it's a memoir, and it's a book about America, about ecology. We meet people I've never met before, people living on the land, foragers, wild people. She goes on a buffalo hunt. It's a really contemporary feminist book written by a woman who's a mum coming through menopause. It's a book for our time. It's a great book, and it's had loads of critical acclaim and is selling all over the place.
Unfortunately, Surrender by Joanna Pocock isn't yet available in audio, but is available commercially in print. Monique Roffey, thank you so much for sharing your love of reading with the listeners and for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Mermaid of Black Conch by Monique Roffey is available in print, ebook, and audio wherever you buy your books.